The United States Special Envoy on North Korea rejected the prospect of diplomatic reconciliation with North Korea during his visit to East Asia. Tensions have reignited on the Korean Peninsula, with the United Nations imposing newly revised sanctions on Pyongyang for its satellite launch last month.
We came out to the region hoping to start a new round of, let's make a deal. But instead, we find a North Korea that seems bent on playing a game of risk. This is very dangerous. We'd like them to step back from this kind of a provocative stance and enable us to get back to a diplomatic process. But I have to be honest with you, as a diplomat, I don't see any prospect.
The U.S. maintains that it is North Korea's responsibility to meet its obligation for dialogue. The U.S. State Department also stated it has no intention to go forward with the six-party talks, which seek to find a resolution for North Korea's nuclear program. North Korea views the U.N. sanctions as part of Washington's continuous hostile acts against Pyongyang. North Korea warned its response would reflect self-defense, including bolstering its missile and nuclear program.
According to the country's official news agency Sunday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un stressed it must defend its sovereignty itself in response to the UN sanctions. The state media added that Kim pledged to take substantial and high-profile state measures, without elaborating on the details.
South Korea's unification ministry suggests that North Korea's vow to strengthen its military capabilities should not be taken seriously, possibly further aggravating inter-Korean relations.
We must not fall into the habit of getting used to North Korea's repeated nuclear threats. The government will thoroughly prepare for all contingencies and will cooperate with the international community until the very end, so that North Korea renounces additional nuclear tests.
The U.S. and South Korea considers China's support of the U.N. sanctions a sign of a changing stance from Beijing on Pyongyang. While analysts agree that a rift between China and North Korea has arisen, they claim their relationship, especially from an economic standpoint, will not change.
China and North Korea share similar opinions to continue developing their relationship for economic cooperation. But geopolitical and militaristic tensions are mounting.
The analysts also added that the North Korea issue is far too important as a geopolitical strategy for the countries to give up, with advantages that the U.S., China, and North Korea all benefit from. Joseph Kim, Press TV, Seoul.